The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Raymond Poulidor, the French television commentary of the cycling great Raymond Poulidor, riding to victory in the 1960 Milan-San Remo. Poulidor is regarded as one of the most iconic riders of his generation, not only for his talents, but for his reputation as perhaps the sport's most beloved loser. Cameron Hill from Off the Ball can tell us more.
Good morning, Pat.
Tell me more.
Well, I picked Raymond Poulidor because I was fascinated by just the outpouring of love for Rory McIlroy universally after his Masters victory a couple of weeks ago. And I think it chimes with the fact that he'd come so close so many times and hadn't quite got there, that when he finally got over the line, people, there was a massive sort of catharsis, an emotional release of people going, ah, he's done it now. But Raymond Poulidor never won the Tour de France and probably had as much love, if not more, from the public.
Poo-poo, as he was called. How many wins did he have in his career?
Overall, 73. So over a 15-year period, he came, as I said, agonizingly close to winning the Tour de France. Never managed to. He never wore the yellow jersey of the race leader. He had 8 podium finishes between 1962 and 1976. Had 3 second-place finishes, 5 third-place, and lost out to all-time cycling greats Jacques Anquetil and Eddy Merckx. He won 7 stages of the Tour.
Okay, tell me about him. Where was he from and how did he get into cycling?
So he was born not too long ago. His birthday was not too long ago, April 15th, 1936, on a farm owned by his parents, Marshall and Maria, near the hamlet of Masparo-Merignat. Left school at the age of 14 to help out on the farm. Cycling was his only real activity outside of farm work. So he'd hop on the bike and begin his training after 15 hours of labouring in the fields, which seems strange, but I remember this Con Houlihan quote about Sean Kelly, that the great tour cyclist is a country boy for whom years of hard toil is taken for granted. So he remained amateur until his 18th birthday when he was called up for national service.
And then when he completed that, he went to the bike. Now, did he turn pro straight away?
No, he took part in a few amateur races. He crushed the field in his first win of his senior career. The next race, he comes second, but collected prize money of 80,000 francs. He did the maths and discovered it was more than he would have earned in 6 years on the family farm and said, well, this is a no-brainer. I'm going to turn professional. Also great that he's managed to make peace with the fact that coming second would be quite a lot in his career and probably the major theme. And he opted to turn professional in 1960. Yeah. In his debut season, he led the World Championship road race before suffering a puncture. And then, as we heard there, he claimed victory in the Milan-San Remo and made his first appearance in the Tour de France in 1962.
Now, he was unfortunate in the presence of other greats at that time.
Yeah, so his first major rival was the French rider Jacques Anquetil. So while Poulidor was ploughing the fields of Nivelles-Aquitaine, Anquetil was earning a silver medal for France at the 1952 Olympics in Helsinki in the team time trial. He was a great cyclist, but had a reputation for being kind of urban, aloof, quite arrogant, and was an unashamed doper. When he was asked to provide a urine sample after winning a race in Belgium, he just walked off, left the event, ignored the request. He was then disqualified and then claimed to have not been approached officially by the authorities, and his victory was then reinstated. Charles de Gaulle was asked about his doping one point and said, well, whether he doped or not doesn't matter. How many times have we heard La Marseillaise outside of France? This is great. So on stage 9 of the 1966 Tour de France, he staged a strike along with a couple of other riders over newly established anti-doping controls. So railed against anti-doping for much of his career.
Now, tell me about Poulidor and how close he came.
So his first tour, as I said, was 62. He started with an injured hand in plaster, lost a massive 8 minutes on the first day, but finished the tour overall in third place behind Anquetil. In 1963, he had a much more disappointing tour, finished eighth, with Anquetil winning again his 5th title in a row. Poulidor's best chance comes in 1964. That's also where Shea Elliott, the famous Irish cyclist, was competing. And I think he'd won a couple of yellow jerseys before in 1963. So it's stage 20 of 64 from Brie to Puy-de-Dôme, which is a extinct Volcano. The two rode 10 kilometres side by side on punishing slopes through estimated crowds of 500,000 people, which is unfathomable up a mountain. Poulidor noted, as an exceptional climber, as I said, with his farming background, he said he's never felt that bad on a bike. He broke from Anquetil and won the stage, but only finished 42 seconds ahead of his rival, which wasn't enough to claim the yellow jersey from him. And Poulidor did not go on to win the Tour, but did win that year's Vuelta a España. So 64 overall was a good year. 65, no Anquetil. Poulidor lost to Felice Gimondi of Italy. And then Anquetil in 1966 was no longer at the top of his game, but was desperate to not let Poulidor win. So put all of his efforts into assisting his teammate Lucien Aymar, who came third. And Poulidor was knocked off the podium for that one.
Okay, now he's getting on a bit, I suppose. 67 and 68, what happened to him?
He has two bad falls in consecutive years and they torpedo his chances on the Tour. 1969, it's going to be his year. So he's ready. He's in the best shape of his life. He's getting into his early 30s, so this might be his last chance. And Anquetil is now gone. So Poulidor is head and shoulders above the rest of the field. Enter Eddy Merckx, the Belgian rider widely regarded as the greatest rider of all time, who wins five of the next six tours from 1969 to 74. And by the end of that insane run, Poulidor was a spent force. He retires in 1976 with a Vuelta win and an impressive haul of victories in the classics, but never the yellow jersey or the Tour.
He was the nearly man and much loved almost because of that.
Yeah, and I think the fact that he came alongside Anquetil helps contrast with Anquetil's personality. So Anquetil was this urban class hero, ruthless dominance, clinical, while Poulidor had more of a rustic, humble impression that made him more cuddly and sincere. His autobiography was titled Gloire sans le maillot jaune, or Victory Without the, or Glory Without the Yellow Jersey. And he was appointed a Chevalier of the Legion d'Honneur in 1973, promoted to Officier in 2003. And he had passed on his cycling pedigree to his descendants, as cycling journalist Shane Stokes explained to me.
His son-in-law was Adrie van der Poel, who the people that followed Sean Kelly's career closely, Adrie van der Poel was one of the big names back then. And Adrie van der Poel beat Sean Kelly to win the 1986 Tour of Flanders, which was kind of unexpected because Kelly was a better sprinter, but van der Poel ended up on top in that race. Poulidor's maternal grandson is one of the very best riders in the sport, Matteo van der Poel. He won the Paris-Roubaix on last Sunday. He won Milan-San Remo this year and was up against Tadej Pogačar in those races. Now, Pogačar is undoubtedly a better rider because he's won multiple Tours de France. He's won the Giro d'Italia. It's just winning, you know, it has such a massive success rate and across such varied types of races that he's seen as the new Merckx. It is how he's been likened, and a lot of people are saying he could be better than Merckx, you know, by the end of his career. It's really interesting because you had Poulidor literally being foiled by Eddy Merckx many years ago, and now you've got Poulidor's grandson who's up against the new Eddy Merckx, and again being denied some victories by Pogačar and then taking some victories. So I suppose it's closer between them, but not in the Grand Tours, because Matteo van der Poel will never win a Grand Tour, a 3-week race like the Tour de France.
And that was the cycling journalist Shane Stokes. One of the texters says, hope you mentioned that Raymond Poulidor had the last laugh as his grandson Mathieu is the greatest one-day racer of his generation, and in his first Tour de France was a stage winner and did go on to wear the maillot jaune.
So there you go. There you go. Like grandfather, unlike grandson. He's going to be second to Pogačar, but still a great legacy to leave.
Jimmy White never managed to win the World Championship, being beaten in six finals. Another nearly man.
Yeah, and Justin Rose as well. I mean, he might be, his Masters days might be behind him. So I think we do like losers who manage to come out with grace and decorum. It seems to endear us to them.
Cameron Hill, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.